Chapter 1. Don't worry, be joyful. The word joy appears over and over again in the scriptures. For instance, the Psalms are filled with references to joy. The psalmists write, "Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning." Psalm 30, verse 5b. And "shout for joy to God, all the earth." Psalm 66, verse 1. Likewise, in the New Testament, we read that joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, which means that it is a Christian virtue. Given this biblical emphasis, we need to understand what joy is and pursue it. Sometimes we struggle to grasp the biblical view of joy because of the way it is defined and described in Western culture today. In particular, we often confuse joy with happiness. In the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 11, according to the traditional translations, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek," verses 3 through 5, and so on. Sometimes, however, translators adopt the modern vernacular and tell us Jesus said, "happy," rather than "blessed." I always cringe a little when I see that, not because I'm opposed to happiness, but because the word "happy" in our culture has been sentimentalized and trivialized. As a result, it connotes a certain superficiality. For example, years ago, Charles M. Schulz, in the comic strip Peanuts, coined the adage, "happiness is a warm puppy." And it became a maxim that articulated a sentimental, warm and fuzzy idea of happiness. Then there was the catchy song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy," released by Bobby McFerrin in the 1980s. It suggested a carefree, cavalier attitude of delight. However, the Greek word used in the Beatitudes is best translated as "blessed," as it communicates not only the idea of happiness, but also profound peace, comfort, stability, and great joy. So we have to be careful when we come to the text of the New Testament that we do not read it through the lens of the popular understanding of happiness and thus lose the biblical concept of joy. Think again about McFerrin's song. The lyrics are very odd from a contemporary perspective. When he sings, "Don't worry, be happy," he is issuing an imperative, a command. "Do not be anxious, rather, be happy." He is setting forth a duty, not making a suggestion. However, we never think of happiness.